Who will roll back the stone for each one of us? How often during the past year have we not asked the same question that Mary Magdalene asked in today's gospel? In all those times of personal discouragement, each time that we are faced with our own mortality, and this morning we ask, dare we, can we find an answer that can deliver us from our fears now on Easter morning? For each one of us, there are many, many stones that do weigh so heavily upon us. And they are great for you and for me. There's so many burdens that we all carry in our personal lives, on our back, as it were. Who is going to assure you that your marriage is going to work, that your son or daughter will make it to college or through college? There are the fears that we all have of what other people could do to us, to harm us. All the decisions that affect our earning power, our living space, our future happiness. All the other fears of what the future might bring. We go to a doctor's office and someone enters the room with a lab report or an x-ray, and it carries the secret of our future health. Can we face those kind of moments in the future with inner peace, without the kind of fear and trembling that those people had today at the tomb in the gospel? For some of us, there might be a constant ongoing struggle in our lives with some kind of a personal failing that threatens to destroy peace in our family or our own personal peace of mind. Where, we ask, is the power we need to lift those stones off of our backs? It is Easter morning, and we do not list these troubles to darken the day, but we list them only to look for an answer. And today, there's no angel who is going to appear to us to give us the answer. But we have heard the living word of the living God declare our answer that we are looking for. It is the victory of Jesus Christ over sin and death, all sin for all people, and our own death too. It is this morning the precious gift of our Easter faith that allows and enables us to believe those holy words we just heard. And it also is the example of all those people with whom we live and associate, who live in the very spirit of the risen one, who somehow seem to understand the truth that the life of the risen Lord already is ours and dwells within us. They confirm for us through their lives what we are looking for. And we ourselves take heart when we remember and recall how often in our own lives we have already overcome death in some way or another. It is Saint Paul who tells us, remember that you have already been raised up into company with Christ, that the Spirit of the risen Lord is already living within us now. That is the gift of our Easter faith. in the midst of our lives, long before the grave even presents the final challenge, we already have personally experienced so many victories over death of one kind or another. These are the victories of the Spirit. They are the experience of what we call resurrection now. How often in our lives there have been what we might call passageways, the times when we had to learn how to die and let go. When we entered marriage and moved away from the family at home, when we went to school, when we began a new job or profession. In each case, in a thousand other ways, there were new beginnings and a new kind of life. Simply to be able to have the courage to grow up and to leave behind when the time comes the things of a child. That's resurrection now. The power of the risen Lord giving us the ability to die and let go to what we are holding on to. These are all the transitions in our lifetime where the old must die and the new comes to life. Perhaps you remember when the children were small, how often you had to wrestle with a difficult child and the problems, or how often there was a strain in your marriage, or how often you found it so difficult to take the word seriously, to forgive those who trespass against us. Or how often does the burden of our own sin weigh with guilt in our heart? Sometimes too great we think even to be forgiven. How do you think those difficulties were overcome then? Who did remove those heavy stones of guilt from your heart? In every single case, it is the resurrection power of the living God that we carry about with us in our heart now. Now and always bringing new life out of any kind of new death, helping us into more abundant life. That is the power of resurrection. The seed that is planted in our heart now, it can happen every day. It does happen every day. And it foreshadows each time the final passage in which someday each of us will enter that new creation where our brother Jesus already has gone, when we become totally and completely transfigured and enter a new creation, a new city. Each time in our life that there's some glimpse, some expression of love, of compassion, of caring, together, always together with faith, it means at that moment, at that time, the victory has been won again, because by God's grace we have been able to respond to the Lord and to the presence of the Spirit of the risen Christ within us. In the cave of our heart. In the cave of our heart where the Spirit dwells. Easter has released a new power in this broken world. It's the life-giving Spirit of God. No one need be excluded. It goes beyond the visible boundaries of baptism or church. We are all the people of God, and the Spirit always moves wherever it wills. And yet, there are so many people who still do not share our Easter hope and faith. Only recently, a very well-known economist who had been weighing the course of current events and listed many of the burdens we just mentioned, gave counsel of courage and also of despair. This economist, who looks into the future, suggested that Prometheus should be replaced. Prometheus was the Greek god who stole fire from the heavens and brought it to this earth so that people could become godlike. And this economist, with a voice of despondency, said, "Let us replace Prometheus with Atlas, that other giant, that other Greek god, who bears the heavy weight of this world on his shoulders, that huge and crushing stone. Let Atlas, or Sisyphus, who continually spends in his entire life pushing a stone up a hill, never to see it go to the top." The economist said, "Let these Greek gods bear our burdens today, for they are so crushing." But that is not our Easter gospel. And that is not our Easter faith. There is one who already has borne our burden on the cross, the tree of wood. Prometheus, the Greek god who brought fire from the heavens, has another name for us and a new reality. That name is Jesus Christ. And he is the one who has come to us personally from that mountain of God. And Jesus Christ has brought the fire to enkindle here on this earth so that we people with our precious gift of faith might have a new light in the darkness of this broken world. In that light of Easter, we shall see light in our lives, and we shall see each other as bearers of that light, the light of Easter faith. That light is ours. It is our faith in the mystery of the resurrection, which begins now. It is already here.